This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin on Friday repeated Russia's position that it was ready for negotiations with Ukraine, but that Kyiv was refusing to join them. Putin was responding to comments from African Union Commission Chairman Musasa Faki Mahamat, who told a Russia-African summit in St. Petersburg, the AU attached great value to the integrity and sovereignty of states and the peaceful settlement of crises through compromise. Kyiv has said it's not prepared to enter negotiations with Moscow, while Russia, which launched a full-scale invasion 17 months ago, holds a fifth of Ukrainian territory. Russia says a Ukrainian drone was shot down outside Moscow. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Drone attack was the third attempt on the capital region this month. Russia's defense ministry said there were no injuries or damage in the early morning incidents. It did not give details about where the drone was shot down, but said it took place in the Moscow Oblast, a region that surrounds but does not include the city itself. The shootdown adds to concern about Moscow's vulnerability to attack as the war drags into its 18th month. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian organization affiliated with the Wagner mercenary group shared a message apparently from its boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who said the events in Niger were part of the nation's fight against colonizers. The Officers Union for International Security, considered by Washington to be a front for Wagner and the Central African Republic, on Thursday evening shared a message attributed to Prigozhin. Prigozhin has been out of the public eye since the mercenary group's short-lived rebellion against Russia's top military brass last month. Find more online, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are visiting Pacific Island nations this week. While in Tonga, Blinken warned China's increasing investments can be predatory and military activities in the region can be problematic. Senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
China rejects the criticism, saying its cooperation has been welcomed and recognized by governments and peoples of Pacific Island countries. French President Emmanuel Macron is also engaging in some Pacific Island diplomacy this week, visiting Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea. Without naming any specific countries, he denounced new imperialism in the Pacific, warning of a threat to the sovereignty of smaller states. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. prosecutors broadened their criminal case against former U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday, bringing new charges against the former president and accusing one of his employees with helping to evade officials who were trying to recover sensitive national security documents. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The new charges also accuse a second of Trump's employees, Carlos de Oliveira, a maintenance worker at the former president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Prosecutors allege that de Oliveira attempted to delete security footage at Mar-a-Lago at the behest of the former president after they received a grand jury subpoena for the videos. De Oliveira faces an additional charge of making false statements in a voluntary FBI interview, in which he told the FBI he had no knowledge of boxes containing classified documents, despite having personally helped to move them, according to the indictment.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The High Court in London ruled Friday contentious plans by the city's mayor to extend a scheme requiring more polluting vehicles to pay a daily charge when driven can go ahead next month. The court rejected a challenge by five conservative-led councils in and around London that Labour's Sadiq Khan had acted unlawfully with his politically charged expansion of the ultra-low emission zone. The scheme, first introduced in 2019 and separate from the capital's two-decades-old congestion charge, requires the most polluting vehicles to pay a $16 toll on days they are driven from within inner London. It's an extension to all of Greater London from August 29th, and it's prompted a fierce backlash from many living in around the newly encompassed areas. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.